Blog Talk Radio.
This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop will be up shortly along with his wonderful wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited. Hey, it's a beautiful morning, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the state of Georgia. It is so beautiful this morning. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for being alive today. Thank you so much. Hey, better praise him. You got to praise him this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can hear this now or later, you better praise him this morning. Amen, amen. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you today. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we got a scripture coming up. Also, too, I want you guys to put that number out there. This is the Prayer Time number where Bishop's live right now. And Dr. Crenshaw, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. Tweet out at least 10 times before you get this time finished today. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. I am convinced everybody on the planet needs prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I am convinced. Yes, yes. Amen. Amen. What a beautiful, beautiful time to pray. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for being with us today, and make sure I don't forget anybody who is live on the line right now. If you do have a prayer request or comment, just hit star one on your phone. Star one will put you in the queue, and we'll open up the lines a little later on. Thank you so much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's get the Lord a hand clap of praise again as we go to the Word of God, Joshua 1, 6 through 9. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a powerful word that Bishop shared with us today, ladies and gentlemen, to read for you today. Be strong and of good courage. Amen. Matter of fact, let me read that one again. Be strong and of good courage, ladies and gentlemen. Please do that. Tell your children to be strong and of good courage in the Lord. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Wow. Let me read that one again. Be thou strong and very courageous, saith the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, that thou mayest observe and do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it. Dr. Crenshaw always reminds us, don't turn from it. Bishop always reminds us, ladies and gentlemen, don't turn from the word. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Amen. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Oh, man. Y'all hear that? We need to meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe and do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt say it shall have good success. Amen. Matter of fact, let me read that one again, because I need that one this morning as well. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Amen. Verse 9, ladies and gentlemen, our final verse of Joshua, first chapter, verses 6 through 9. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. Man, how many times have I heard that from Bishop and Doc over the years, ladies and gentlemen? I'm going to read this one again. Be strong and of good courage, ladies and gentlemen. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, wherever thou goest. Amen. No matter what you're doing today, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord thy God is with you. You better give God some praise in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, this morning. Yeah. Amen. Yes, 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 yes. We thank God for you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, around the globe, if you're just joining us live or later on, thank you so much for joining us. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. At this time, we're going to bring up Bishop. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us this morning again. Appreciate you.
God bless you, all the children. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for this day. We give you praise and glory. We thank you, Lord, for good health. Lord, we thank you for being closed in our right mind. We praise you because you're God. We give you honor, O Heavenly Father, for all that you have done. God, you've been so gracious and merciful to us. Lord, we cannot forget all the things that you have done, is doing. And God, we forever magnify your name and lift your name up. Today, God, we pray, O God, for our families. We pray families this morning. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus. as you direct and lead and guide us, keep us in your care, keep us in your will. Father God, in the name of Jesus, your word say the weapon of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and pulling the captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father God, you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. God, we pray for wisdom this morning, God. We thank you for divine wisdom in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, God, for the body of Christ, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the pastors and their congregations of Heavenly Father. We thank you, God, as you watch over your people, keep us in your perfect will. And Father, thank us, Lord, and we thank you, God, as you protect us from all evil, God. We thank you, God, that we thank you that no plagues, no evil shall come near our dwelling, God. No sickness nor diseases. Father, we thank you, God. Your words say the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We forever give you thanks for what you're doing. We forever give you thanks for your power and your majesty. Oh, Heavenly Father, you are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. We thank you most of all, God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you for sound minds this morning. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you keep us in your word, keep us in your will. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for divine healing, divine health. Father, you was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was on him, but with your stripes we are healed. We pray, God, for healing for those that are sick with diseases this morning, those that have cancer, those that have sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, God, all type of illness, mental illness, God. We pray for that healing this morning. God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We pray this morning for schools, God. We pray for the children that's going to school, those that are at home, God. We pray for their protection, God. We pray for their learning, their wisdom, God, as you keep their minds, God, in the name of Jesus. And you will bless them, God. In the name, we pray for their families, God. We pray for their mothers and their fathers, those that are taking care of them, God. We pray for their safety, O Heavenly Father. Father God, we pray against murder this morning. We pray against black-on-black violence. We pray against that spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. We, God, we give you glory and honor. We adore you today. We praise you, O God, for all you have done. We thank you for soul, God. For soul, God. One could put 1,000, two put 10,000 to flight. God, we pray for that man this morning, that child, that mother this morning. We pray, God, that you would deliver them out of the hands of the clutches of the enemy. Just deliver them, God. Save their souls, O Heavenly Father. Renew in them a right mind and renew in them the right spirit, O God. Father God, we thank you this morning, O God. We glorify you this morning, Jesus. We praise your name, O God. We can never give you enough thanks for all that you're doing. We pray for those people that's in New Orleans from the flood, God. We thank you as you protect them. God, as you provide for them in this time, God, as you make ways, God, you open doors, God, use people to be a resource and a help, God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, God, that you will meet every need in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for finances, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus. Your word said, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. God, God, you say you give us wisdom to obtain wealth, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it this morning. We give you glory. We thank you for favor this morning, God. We thank you, oh, Heavenly Father, as you continue to bless, God, in a mighty way. Father, we pray for that family this morning that has lost their home. We pray, God, that you will open a door God, we thank you, God, for favor, financial favor, God. We thank you for financial blessing, oh God. We thank you, God, that we will use this opportunity that you have made available, that we will seize the moment that is at hand. We will accept the thing that you're doing for a favor, God. We thank you for the favor right now. We thank you for the financial favor, God. We give you glory in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus, that the enemy will not steal what you have given to us, that the enemy will not destroy what you have given to us, the enemy will not kill what you have given to us. But God, you were given long life, God. You were given an abundant life, oh Heavenly Father. We give you thanks for it today. We pray, God, for our nation, oh Heavenly Father. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for our leaders, our government, God. We pray for our president, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for other nations, oh Heavenly Father. Only you know what's about to come upon this earth. But Lord, let us be ready. Let us be prepared. Let us not just be thinking this going, everything going to go well and everything going to go smooth, but let us know that something is about to take place, God. And let us be prepared for whatever comes away, Lord. Let us be prepared in the name of Jesus. Let us be spiritual. Let us be natural prepared. Let us be financially prepared, God. And Father God, give us the wisdom, God. Give us the wisdom, the thing that you have given to us, the finances you have given to us, that we will use it wisely, God, that we will be wise steward over the thing that you have placed up over, God. We thank you this morning for our families, oh Heavenly Father. We thank you, God, as you bless the children, oh God. We thank you as you protect them even as they go to school, even as they learn at home. Father, we give you glory and honor. We thank you. We pray for the faculty members. We pray for the teachers, God. We pray for everyone that works in the school system, God. We pray, God, that you would direct them, that you would give them wisdom. And Father God, we ask you to pull down every stronghold of division, every stronghold of confusion. Father God, in the name of Jesus, reveal it, expose it and destroy it. Reveal it, expose it and restore it. Reveal it, expose it and destroy it. And Father, we forever give you glory. We forever give you praise. We know that everything is going down, but the word of God shall stand and last forever. We pray for that child that is missing this morning, that individual that is missing. Father God, we pray for their safety, oh Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray for that individual that's in prison this morning. We pray that you will comfort those that, God, in the name of Jesus, strengthen their loved ones in the name of Jesus. We pray against those that have been incarcerated unfairly, unjustly, God, for no reason. Father, we pray, for God, against street violence. We pray against it, God, the police brutality. We pray against that spirit in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we know that the kingdom of God suffer violence, and the violence must be taken by force. God, we thank you for every prayer warrior, God, that is seeking your faith for your perfect will. We pray, God, for safety in your hands, God. We pray for protection as with the neighborhoods, communities, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will keep our minds in perfect peace. Father, we forever give you glory. We praise you for all your many blessings. We thank you for the small things, the little things. We thank you for another day, God. We thank you for another opportunity, God. Let us seize the moment that you have given to us, that you have made available to us, and know that we are living in our blessed season. We are living in our blessed opportunity. And Father, we thank you for it, God, that we will receive everything that you have prepared for us. And God, let us be ready and let us be prepared each and every moment, every day. God, in the name of Jesus, let us be watchful and let us continue to pray. And Father, we thank you this morning as you pray for mothers, oh God. We pray for those that are sick. We pray for those that lost loved ones during these times, God. We pray that you comfort those mothers, the brothers, the sisters, and Lord, we pray for the Cunningham family, Father. We pray as you continue to strengthen them And not only her, but all the others that have lost loved ones for one reason or another. God, we pray for that mother that have lost a child. We pray, God, that you will strengthen them in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for protection around your people. Keep us each and every day. Thank you, for Lord, you kept us out of the wrecks. We thank you, God, you kept us out of the harm's way. We thank you, great God, for your mercy and your goodness. God, we pray for our children, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will be a blessing, God, to you in the name of Jesus. They will bless somebody else. And Father, we give you glory as you give to us. We will give to others. And we give you thanks, God, that we'll be a blessing to somebody else. God, that we see that man, that woman, that child that is homeless this morning, that Lord, we ask you to have mercy on them, God. God, we know that you are able and you are all-knowing. And Father, we thank you, God, as you continue to bless those that work in the healthcare system. Bless those that work in the grocery stores. Father, we thank you. And Father, we give you praise for all that you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, and we're excited about you being with us. Bishop just prayed for you, your family, our city, ladies and gentlemen, our county, our state, and our nation, ladies and gentlemen, and those around the globe. And, of course, we always love to hear from Dr. Crenshaw as well. So, Doc, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Appreciate you so much.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the prayer from Bishop Crenshaw this morning. And just to piggyback on that, Kevin, such a beautiful, beautiful day here in the Atlanta area. Just reminded of the scripture that tells us, praise God, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Just grateful this morning to be alive. But as we go out of this beautiful summer season, of course, certainly has been traumatic for many of those that are in the Louisiana area and have suffered in other areas from storms. We want to continue to certainly pray for them. And I pray that God will provide and cover their lives. And as we move out of this summer season into the fall season, I want to encourage everybody to take a serious thought for taking care of your body and make sure that we are conscious of the things that we put in this vessel, because the Bible says certainly our bodies is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And he also said, Paul said, I pray God that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. So it just as important as it is for us to keep our spirit in tune with prayer, it's important that we keep our bodies in tune and be healthy so that we can fulfill our kingdom assignment. So I want to encourage you as we're in this going into this cold season, we bind every plague that may come against your family, your home, this flu season, this COVID season, in the name of Jesus. We're going to be protected by him. We're going to be protected by the blood of Jesus. You got to believe that. But you yourself have to do something. We can't leave it all on God. We have to do something. We must walk in wisdom. Let me say that again. We must walk in wisdom. I encourage you to walk in wisdom. I'm going to share something with you, and I want to preference this by saying that this is not to diagnose, treat, or recommend anything beyond what your physician may say if you are taking medications. However, what I'm about to say to you is scriptural, is in the Word of God. And we know that the Word of God stands forever. Grass may wither, flowers may fade away, but the Word of God is going to stand. The Word of God is going to stand. The Bible tells us, praise God, that the herbs or the leaves of the trees are given for the healing of the nation. Now, we have ignored that. We've ignored that. And we have become so dependent upon everything that man does. And we're grateful for all of the things that God has revealed man to be knowledgeable of and bring medicine to a whole nother level, but we cannot forget what the Word says. We cannot forget what the Word says. I'm going to share this testimony. I have a friend that was diagnosed with COVID, was in the hospital, and she called me while she was in the hospital and began to ask, you know, what are some things you could do? I said, well, you're in the hospital now, but when you get out, you know, I share with her about the garlic and the onions and lemon and making her some tea and boiling it sweetened with organic honey and those type of things. I also shared with her. I said, there is an oil that you can get. It's called oregano oil. I say it is. It has, research has shown that particular oil, it gets rid of parasites. It gets rid of viruses and bacteria. Oregano oil. It's in the Bible. Read it in the book of Leviticus. It's called oregano or hyssop. Just read it. Praise the Lord. It's all there. The book of Leviticus, book of Psalms, and it talks about this particular oil when those words are translated down to English. But anyway, as I began to share with her, her son decided to go get everything that I told him and take it to the hospital. You know, I said, I'm sure we won't have a problem with her getting something to drink if she's not on fluid restriction. However, that's not what he did. He went and got the oregano oil. They were already giving her vitamin D in the hospital. He went and bought the oregano oil, took it to the hospital, and guess what? The nurses and the staff allowed the son to give his mom oregano oil and leave it at the bedside for her to take. Now, what does that tell you? That's powerful. What it basically says is this, that out of all that we do, we cannot ignore the Word of God, that things are going to be happening on this, things are going to be transpiring so quickly that people are going to find a solution and a support in the Word of God. Out of all of the knowledge we have, we cannot forget the Word of God. So they allow this young man to leave the oregano oil at the hospital for his mother to take. Now, what does that tell you, people of God? Wake up. It's in the Word. And God's Word is going to stand. So when it's all over, we don't have to turn to the Word and incorporate, you know what I'm saying? Incorporate the Word of God in all that we do. So I want to encourage you, take care of your body. Take care of yourself. You can buy oregano oil. You can order it. If you don't know where to order it, just call me or call Elder Kevin. We can I'll give you the address of how you can order it. But it is a powerful supplement. And the key word is supplement. Why do we say supplement? You know, people always say, well, you know, if we eat we eat this, eat that, we'll get not necessarily, because most people are not going to eat right. Now, if you want to eat right and load yourself up with vegetables and all that, that's wonderful. But most people are not going to eat right. That's why they call it a supplement. That's why people, particularly African Americans, their vitamin D level is low because of the fact that we don't eat right, most of us sometimes, and then it's difficult for our skin, because of the color of our skin, to absorb enough vitamin D by way of the sun. However, I do encourage you to get out in the sun. But there's a reason why they call vitamin supplements. It's supposed to supplement the other right things that hopefully you're putting in your body. So I encourage you, as you led of the Lord, this is not diagnosed or the treat, and get you some oregano oil. If there's not conflict with any of the medicines you're taking or whatever, consultation with your doctor. And I always tell people this. Every physician is not going to tell you things sometimes you need to know. Because Jesus had a physician on his team. His name was Luke. But I'm sure there were other physicians in the city, but he chose Luke. What does that tell me? Choose your physician carefully. Choose your physician carefully, because prayerfully, you have a physician that has some consciousness of God and who loves God and who's not talking against prayer when you talk about prayer and those types of things. So choose your physician wisely. Let me live a physician. I was a nurse. I worked in a hospital. Some physicians are quacks. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. They're not the best. That's why they have quality scores for physicians. What is their quality score? How many of this have they had? How many of this have they had? They have quality scores. There's a level of quality even for physicians. So choose your physician wisely. So I want to encourage you, those that are listening, and I'm sure that many may hear this later, may not be many on the line this morning, However, I encourage you to route this out, maybe encouraging somebody. I want to encourage you to go to my daughter's website, Shekinah Day. She just launched her website, Results by Day, ResultsByDay.com. ResultsByDay.com. She just launched her website. And purchase her ebook. Her ebook on the power of herbs. Her ebook on the power of herbs. It downloaded. It has a wealth of nutritional information. And one young lady, based upon my post on yesterday, out of California, purchased the book, and she responded on Facebook and said, "This information, I recommend it to everybody. It has a wealth of information of wisdom on nutritional health." So I encourage you, those that are listening, to order the book. The ebook, The Power of Herbs, it is the Word of God, and we can't change the Word of God. The Word of God says that the healing of the nation is in the leaves of the trees. And praise God, it is time that we incorporate this kingdom wisdom, and I say the key words, kingdom wisdom, into our daily habits. I say kingdom wisdom, praise the Lord, that kingdom come, that will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We talk about kingdom, words of the kingdom should be incorporated in everything we do. And I was so elated to hear that that hospital in Pensacola, Florida, allowed that son to bring in an herb, an oregano oil that is in the Word of God to give to his mother who was suffering from COVID-19. God gonna get the glory out of this. Let me say that again. God's going to get the glory out of this. The devil thinks he's winning, but God and his word is going to get the glory out of this. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. Amen. You said it, Dr. Crenshaw. That's the word of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, all we have to do is follow the word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just joined us, that was the wonderful time there and voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. You're on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Thank you so much for being with us today. Such an awesome time. And ladies and gentlemen, you, as Doc always say, do we want you to read, research, and pay attention, folks. You have to read, research, and pay attention to what's going on today, please. And take the wisdom of what Dr. Crenshaw just shared with you today. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, also, too, if you have a, I just want to make sure I don't miss anybody on your prayer. If you have a prayer request or a comment, feel free to hit *1 on your phone. *1 on your phone will put you on queue. I'll give you a few seconds for that if you like to come on in. Our God is amazing. He is awesome. We are excited. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We're going to turn this back over to Bishop. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us again today.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. Thank God for the word from Dr. Crenshaw this morning, the word of encouragement, the word of exaltation. Let us hold fast to the promises of God, and may God continue to bless you. Continue to pray, because prayer is the key, and faith unlocks the door. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Bishop. Appreciate you so much. Doc and Bishop, have a great day today. We love you in the Lord so much, and we thank God for you and your family. And we're just excited about what the Lord is doing right now. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we thank God for the precious Holy Spirit and the Jesus Christ and the Father. Let's give them a round of applause this morning because we love them and appreciate them so much. Yeah. Amen. 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 Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, we want to make sure that you have a wonderful day. I want you guys, I know there's a lot going on the planet. We want you to have a great day. If you're alive, enjoy the day. Do what you have to do. Take care of your action items. Take care of your family. Take care of the things that's going to make a difference today for you and for others and for your family members. But know that we are praying for you. That's the key. We are praying for you. And if you do require prayer, feel free to give me a call at 404-410-2333. If you'd like to get in touch with Bishop and Doc, just give me a call, and I'll make sure Doc and Bishop get your information forwarded there to them. My number is 404-401-0233. 404-401-0233. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we got to let you go now. We want you guys to have a great day again. Always remember to out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. And we'll leave you with Donnie McClurkin's song, "No God Like Jehovah." Amen. Y'all take care. Have a great day, everybody. Take care of yourself now. Bye-bye. God is good. God is good all
the
time.
Come on, let's put our hands together, and let's welcome to the Rock Church of Virginia Beach. Come on, put your hands together all the way from Long Island, New York. Let's hear it for Pastor Donnie McCorkin.
Somebody give Jesus praise to it. Come on, give Jesus praise to it. We're going to sing and glorify God together, one body, one voice. All the Christians in this place that serve Jesus exclusively give him praise that he's worthy. If you know these songs, I want you to participate in the worship of tonight. This is to the glory of the King. And how many of you know he's coming soon? Come on, make some noise if you know he's coming soon.
gentlemen, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great day. This is Elder Kevin Vaughn. You guys have an awesome day today. Get some things done. Exercise, you know, take your vitamins, whatever you got to do. Keep it moving, ladies and gentlemen. Just keep it moving. Let's get a Lord of Hancock praise as we go out here. Have a great day, everybody. See you now.